Twitter blacklists Project Veritas exposed Fauci account after gain of function bombshell. By Alam Bokhari on January 11, 2022. Twitter has banned it exposed Fauci, an account set up by Project Veritas to promote the organization's latest bombshell. A drop of documents regarding U.S. government involvement in gain-of-function research on bat-borne coronaviruses in China. Project Veritas' main account on Twitter was banned in February 2021. Twitter claimed that the journalistic outfit's attempts to interview Facebook VP Guy Rosen at his home violated the platform's policies on posting private information. Twitter has not yet given an excuse for banning the exposed Fauci account. The account was set up to promote Project Veritas' latest scoop, a leak of military documents about gain-of-function research via Project Veritas. The report states that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA in March 2018, seeking funding to conduct gain-of-function research of bat-borne coronaviruses. The proposal, named Project Diffuse, was rejected by DARPA over safety concerns and the notion that it violates the basis gain-of-function research moratorium. According to the documents, NIAID, under the direction of Dr. Fauci, went ahead with the research in Wuhan, China and at several sites across the U.S. Dr. Fauci has repeatedly maintained, under oath, that the NIH and NIAID have not been involved in gain-of-function research with the EcoHealth Alliance program. But according to the documents obtained by Project Veritas, which outline why EcoHealth Alliance's proposal was rejected, DARPA certainly classified the research as gain-of-function. You can read the full documents here. The documents were released a day before NIAID Director Anthony Fauci appeared before the Senate for another hearing. At the hearing, Fauci complained that Senator Rand Paul, who has consistently maintained that the NIAID director is trying to cover up his agency's involvement in gain-of-function research, has called for him to be fired. Twitter has also suspended the account of Eric Spracklin, who is associated with Project Veritas and posts the organization's content on the platform. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.